This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Sikkim, West Bengal and Bihar today to launch multiple development projects. In Sikkim, Prime Minister will participate in the Sikkim at 50, where progress meets purpose and nature nurtures growth event in Gangtok this morning. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects for the people of Sikkim and address the gathering on this occasion. Later, the Prime Minister will visit West Bengal, where he will lay the foundation stone of City Gas Distribution Project in Alipurduar and Koch Bihar districts in Alipurduar. In Bihar, Mr. Modi will inaugurate the newly constructed passenger terminal of Patna Airport this evening. PM Modi will also initiate the construction work of the civil enclave of Bheta Airport, the second major airport being built in Patna district. This new airport is being developed with much higher capacity than the existing Patna Airport. After the inauguration ceremony, the Prime Minister will hold a grand roadshow in Patna. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the increase in the minimum support price MSP for 14 kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw said government has increased the MSP of kharif crops to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
CACP की रिपोर्ट पर 2025-26 के खरीफ मार्केटिंग सीजन के लिए कैबिनेट में एमएसपी अप्रूव हुआ है. टोटल अमाउंट इसका 2,07,000 करोड़ के आसपास का एस्टिमेट किया गया है और किसानों को उनकी कॉस्ट के ऊपर 50% मिनिमम मार्जिन मिले उसका ध्यान रखा गया है. हर एक क्रॉप के लिए कॉस्ट प्लस 50% इस चीज का ध्यान रखा गया है.
Union Cabinet has also approved continuation of modified interest subvention scheme for financial year 2025-26 with existing 1.5% interest subvention. The Cabinet also gave nod to two multi-tracking projects across Indian Railways in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the literary conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre today. The two-day conference will showcase various sessions including Poets Meet, Feminist Literature of India, Change in Literature versus Literature of Change, and New Directions of Indian Literature in Global Perspective. The conference will conclude with the saga of Devi Ahilyabai Holkar. Rashtrapati Bhavan will host this two-day conference in association with Sahitya Academy. Minister of Culture and Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, and literary figures from across the country will also be present at the inaugural ceremony. With the surge in COVID cases, the Public Health Department of Maharashtra confirmed 86 new cases of COVID yesterday, raising the total cases to 521 across the state from January. Six patients who had underlying health conditions died of COVID. One patient died of fever and breathlessness. According to the Mumbai Health Department, in Mumbai, 132 COVID patients have recovered and 383 cases are active. Since this January, Mumbai has recorded 352 COVID cases. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in northeastern region, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. The Met Department has also predicted heavy rain in Orissa, Telangana and West Bengal today. Similar conditions are expected in Uttarakhand, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Jharkhand, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Vidarbha and West Madhya Pradesh. In northeast India, light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning over the next 7 days. The playoffs will begin today at IPL cricket. Table topper Punjab Kings will take on second placed Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the first qualifier in Mulanpur this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. After the first qualifier, all eyes will be on the eliminator, where fourth placed Mumbai Indians will face third placed Gujarat Titans tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.